This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
One Labor Day ago, President Obama had some news for 800,000 Americans. He signed an executive order requiring paid sick leave for employees of federal contractors. Over the last year, the issue has gained further momentum, especially among states, cities, and towns. Marketplace's Rima Crace reports.
When Kafira Palmer's husband got sick a few years ago, she took time off from her job as a telemarketer and stayed at home without pay.
So we went from a two-income family to a zero-income family.
Palmer eventually joined a campaign to require paid sick leave in Chicago, and it happened this summer, the latest place to do so in a list of more than 30 states and localities. Eileen Applebaum is with the Center for Economic and Policy Research. She found that part-time and low-wage workers are the least likely to get the benefit. And among those who do...
Employees view paid sick days as a kind of insurance. People do not just use them helter-skelter.
Applebaum studied New York City's 2014 law requiring paid sick leave. About 85% of the employers she surveyed said it didn't lead to higher costs.
It also had no effect on their hiring, on what they paid in wages.
That's preposterous.
Jack Mazloom is with the National Federation of Independent Business. He says laws requiring paid sick leave don't fit all companies.
Most small businesses operate on really small margins. They can't pay what they don't have.
Without national legislation, the Labor Department says nearly 44 million workers don't have the benefit. I'm Rima Crace for Marketplace.